We've been noticing something disturbing in Africa. More terrorists have educations. And now a Kenyan teacher says schools can do more to fight back. He has been nominated for a $1 million teaching prize for his work. NPR's East Africa correspondent Gregory Warner went back to high school in Eastleigh, a mostly Somali area of Nairobi.
When a suspected terrorist recruiter approached 18-year-old Abdullahi Meho, he did not talk of holy jihad or the pleasures of an afterlife. He offered money, $50, if Abdullahi would do a project.
He said that I have this project whereby you can actually gain money for your family.
Abdullahi wasn't told what the project was. He was told he was singled out because he's a good student. He's captain of his high school class at Eastleigh Boys School.
Yeah, because you're a good student, because you're a head boy, I can see you're working hard and some other stuff.
Ayub Mohammed is the Somali-Kenyan founder of a group called Teachers Against Violent Extremism.
These extremist groups, they like young men who are educated, like in the Garissa University attack.
In the attack on Garissa University last year in Kenya's northeast, 147 students were killed. One of the lead gunmen was himself a graduate of Nairobi's top law school.
He was educated, he was a university student, he has done law. So you find these recruitment groups are trying to change strategy.
Why?
You'll want somebody who understands. You'll want somebody who can give instructions.
Like any employer, terrorists are also competing for top talent. There's more to modern terrorism than carrying a bomb. They need people who can boost their brand on social media.
First I thought, let me do it.
18-year-old Abdullahi still didn't know what the project was, and he had doubts enough to ask his parents.
So that's why when I started to go back to my family and ask them the questions.
But his family did not believe him. It was too much money, they said. Not even a Kenyan teacher could make $50 in a day.
They actually thought that I was making up the stories. So then he approached me the second time, the same guy, and he told me, did you think about it? So I was like, okay. So that's when I approached my teacher. It's when my teacher explained everything.
That teacher was a member of Ayub's group, Teachers Against Violent Extremism. So what can schools do to inoculate kids against recruitment? I watched a brief example of this. Ayub Mohammed led his high school class through a lesson on the rules of jihad.
So what are the Islamic teachings on going to war?
The students, all boys in matching green sweaters and neckties, eagerly raised their hands. Jihad means that you can't kill women and children. Yes. Jihad means that you can't destroy crops or infrastructure. Yes. Jihad means that you have to ask your parents first. All of these rules, if followed, would put a crimp in any terrorist plan. But what's important, Ayub says, is not just the answers themselves, but the fact that they're even allowing the question in the classroom. Not long ago, he says, simply leading a discussion about jihad would make you suspect.
And if we don't teach these students, then chances are very high they learn from other places like social media, from bad companies and so on, and then that makes them vulnerable.
Listening to the teacher talk, I realized that you could substitute the word extremism for sexuality, jihad for condom, and he could be pushing for more sex ed, which incidentally he also thinks that Kenya should do much more of.
And in African context, people don't like talking about it, but I think that's living in denial.
Ayub would like to see countering violent extremism as part of the national curriculum. His work has made him one of only 10 teachers around the world and the only African on the short list for the Global Teachers Prize issued by the Varkey Foundation. On Sunday, he finds out if he wins the $1 million top award. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.